Amid European criticism over his nation's policies, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper tried to explain Saturday that China was a rising threat to world order. He told a security conference in Munich that the world's most populous nation steals Western know-how, intimidates smaller neighbors, and seeks an advantage by any means and at any cost. His remarks came while several European nations have expressed frustration over the United States' trade stance towards China. It comes amid concerns that policy will negatively impact global trade. However, earlier, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defended the U.S. global role despite misgivings in Europe. He vowed that Western values would prevail over China's desire for what he called an empire. Pompeo was also seeking to reassure Europeans troubled by U.S. President Donald Trump's America First rhetoric, ambivalence over the transatlantic NATO military alliance, and tariffs on European goods. That was in response to Germany's president, who took an indirect swipe at U.S. President Trump on Friday. Frank-Walter Steinmeier accused Washington, as well as China and Russia, of stoking global mistrust and insecurity. He said their great powers competition could also threaten a new nuclear arms race. And French President Emmanuel Macron indirectly suggested that Europe should move away from US domination and formulate its own policies. He was heard through an interpreter.
The Europe I have in mind is a Europe that is sovereign, united and democratic and acts as such. And in 10 years' time, I'd like to see a Europe that has enough leverage to act to be sovereign when it comes to policies, to technology, migration, defense, feeding the world, and also in terms of climate protection, environmental protection, and a Europe which has relations with its neighbors, Russia and Africa and the Middle East.
President Macron also indicated that France might soon clear the way for the European Union to launch membership talks with Albania and North Macedonia. However, he still has reservations about the bloc's immediate enlargement ambition. Between the tensions, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged Europe to remain close to its ally, the United States.
Some say the answer is more Europe. And I agree. But this is only part of it. Because more Europe cannot mean Europe alone. Any attempt to distance Europe from North America not only weakens the transatlantic bond and our ability to compete on the global stage, it also risks dividing Europe. I don't believe in Europe alone, as I don't believe in America alone. I believe in Europe and America together.
Not everyone was happy with what they view as a talking shop of the elite. Overnight, police clashed with demonstrators protesting the gathering of the world's leaders in Munich. They also protested against the security forces. Both outside and inside the conference venue, tensions seem far from over. For Bos News Live Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos reporting.